Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Hello, it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I learned something over the weekend. Anytime I can learn something, it's a weekend worth having. I'll tell you what it is after we get through singing. Meanwhile, we got a lot to do today, a lot to talk about. And Chuck Schumer, what a piece of work. He is a piece of work. I am just telling you. Hang on, it's Beach and Company.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Okay, first of all, I learned something over the weekend, and as I said, anytime I can learn something, it's a good weekend. The restaurant on Transit Road, spelled Z-O-E, is pronounced Zoe. It's not Zoe, it's Zoe. And I said to the waitress, because I had lunch there, very good food, fairly priced, nice atmosphere, very good restaurant. I would recommend it. I said to the waitress, I said, here's a question you've never been asked. How do you pronounce the name of this restaurant? And she said, it's Zoe. I guess that's Greek for food forever or something like that. So that's nice. Had excellent. Tony, I had stuffed shells there. Ooh. You wouldn't think you'd go to a Greek restaurant for stuffed shells. Usually with stuffed shells, they give you like three, right? In this case, I probably had 12.
Really?
Covered the whole plate. It was so big. I could barely finish it, believe it or not. It was delicious. And for dessert, I had rice pudding. Of course, if you're in a Greek restaurant, you got to have rice pudding.
You have to. It's a law.
But the woman with a particular set of skills had banana cake, just like you had over
yes,
the weekend.
Yes, I had banana cake.
And how was your banana cake?
Oh, we had cake from DiCamillo's. It was fabulous.
All right.
With some chocolate ice cream.
And the Tony Donuts are still, I'm having one a night until they're gone.
Those are so good.
Those come from the
same place. I was thinking about picking up some this weekend.
Very good. Chuck Schumer, will you stop, please? Chuck Schumer is, in case you didn't know, a senator from New York State. And he had microphone and camera time, so he's got to say something. So he's setting up how the impeachment thing is going to lay out. And he says something to the effect of, and this is very close. He goes, you know, with this schedule, why, we'll be looking and passing things in the dead of night. Why, that's wrong. Chuck Schumer is from New York, isn't he? That's all we do is pass things by the dead of night. I don't think they pass a bill if the sun's shining. It's amazing. So here he is complaining about the feds doing something that his state does all the time. You find that just an amazing coincidence? I mean, there's so many things like this with politics. It's hard not to assess.
Well, the one thing is you have to understand everything is a show at this point. Nothing is real to them. All political theater. So we're just going to say things. We're gonna yep. work up our base, stuff like that. That's all this is designed to do.
And disturbing and angry that the reaction to Jim and Jill Kelly's tweet got the reaction it did. First of all, it's not a surprise. I remember when I supported Kathy Hochul. You think I supported the devil, but I didn't. And that's how it is. And what you find out when people react to this stuff is they could be enjoying what you do for 50 years and it doesn't matter. You do one thing and they're gone. That's at least they claim they're gone. And that's we saw that before. Remember, Tony? I mean, it was hot and heavy.
Oh, yeah. People were after you big time. I think what's happened now with social media is it's taking the filter off. So nobody has a filter any longer. You just get the keyboard, type out the first thing that enters your mind.
Okay, yeah, and that's about it.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised as much by the reaction just because of what we are in 2020.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, but as you guys know, last year, to the chagrin of you guys and the listeners, I said Nate McMurray.
Oh, we're never talking to you again.
That's it.
Get another. We need another assistant in here.
But I was surprised on Twitter over the weekend. He had a comment for Jim Kelly, and he criticized him because Jim Kelly was supported Senator Schumer in the last time he was up for election. So going against party line voting. So are we to the point now where we can't jump per candidate? No. We have to go right along the party?
Let me tell anybody who was critical of the tweet supporting Beth Parlato, who is a personal friend of theirs, okay? Jim Kelly is in the Hall of Fame. Jim Kelly went through hell and lost his son. Jim Kelly went through hell and almost lost his life. So you think your measly little tweet saying he shouldn't have done it means anything? I don't think so. Go to hell. If you can't support something you really believe in, and Donald Trump supported him, helped him when he was in New York getting surgery for his cancer. That's what Beth said, that Trump put him up, said anything you need, called him every second day to find out how he was doing. That's what I call loyalty, and that's what she said. It is loyalty. So get over it. You got to recognize that sometimes there's going to be people who don't agree with you. Tough. If you don't like that, put plugs in your ears or something.
Like you said, Sandy, if that's the barometer for us when we watch the movie or listen to music, we'd have very little movies to watch.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have to just stay at the Andre Rieu concert.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing at all. He doesn't get any of that criticism.
Yeah, I think the climate today is disgusting.
It is totally
especially
disgusting.
Social media.
Well, let's see. Since I saw you last, I've been to the dentist, okay, the spine doctor, yep, the eye doctor, and today I'm going to the dentist for a small cavity to be filled, and then I have a pain doctor next month, and that's it for a while.
Oh, well, let me go one up on you. On Thursday, I get to have needles put in my ears.
They're going
to
drill a hole in your head.
Yeah, they're going to drill exactly what they're going
to do. We always thought you had a hole in your head already.
I might need one.
Is that covered by insurance?
But, you know, trying to recover from pneumonia, one of the things that happened was I had fluid built up behind my eardrum. Well, it won't clear up, so I'm really having difficulty
Maybe
hearing.
That's what's leaking in your truck.
That's
Did you think about it? You said you found mysterious liquid in your truck.
It's my ears the whole time.
Either that or you went the stop sign too long.
Well, you mean I'm supposed to go?
It says green means go, not you, the truck. We'll be back with
more.
Do you
want to go in my place for me Thursday?
Yeah, I'd love to have a needle in my head.
Oh, it's going to be several needles.
Why not? It would do well for me. Okay, we'll be back after this. Guess what? I was at a Southern Tier restaurant having a fine meal when suddenly the woman who has a particular set of skills said, "I think that's Kathy Hochul at the cash register." And when the person at the cash register turned around, indeed, it was. So we had a very nice, non-political, totally non-political conversation. It was good to see her. I always liked Kathy Hochul. In fact, so we had a nice conversation. That's not an easy job. This was at lunchtime, okay? The night before, she was giving a speech in Albany. And in mid-afternoon, she was giving a speech. It was either Dunkirk or Fredonia, one of those two places. So a lot of driving because it's a very large state. And it was good to see her. Tony, you were sick, or your daughter was sick.
Samantha was sick on Friday.
That's not fun. Ever since, she said, "Dad, I'd like some sushi, please." She's been sick ever since. Think about that, Tony.
She got a stomach bug right after it.
Maybe it came with the sushi. You don't know.
I don't think so, because I tried the sushi, and I was fine.
All right. Well, you might have a bit stronger constitution. And Buzzy, what in Buzzy Land? You turn the radio on here, there, and everywhere. You're on more stations than Ryan Seacrest. So how did it go over the weekend?
Yeah, you know, Friday was a good show. Talked about politics and your mental health. So appreciated the feedback.
Good subject.
Appreciated that. On Hardline Sunday, we had Chris Hervadas from Channel 4 to go in depth. He was in the courtroom during the Chris Collins sentencing.
Oh, okay.
So we had him talk about that, and then Carl Calabrese. So a good Hardline show.
Good lineup, yeah.
And yesterday was another great show. We set up the impeachment and then touched on the Jim Kelly, Beth Parlato ordeal.
Good. Ken Hamilton called before we went on the air. Ken Hamilton, the man you all know and many of you love, one at a time, please, wanted to know what we were going to do for a subject tomorrow. We're lucky with the way news breaks around here. We're lucky we know what we're going to do today. Ask Tony. We used to do a promo at 8:59 saying, you know, coming up after the news, we'll be talking about this. At least three or four times, we had to change from the time we did the live promo to the time we introduced the
three, four times a week.
Yeah, it happened all the time because just news breaks all the time here. Now, what do we have here? The Amherst police blotter. Sure, there's impeachment. Sure, there's the Kelly tweet. But the stuff on the Amherst police blotter, now you're talking. Okay, this is from January 6th. At a Main Street business, a caller responded that a subject wearing a red jacket wanted to buy items that were expensive but only had a dollar. The complainant said they just wanted the subject to leave. Obviously, he was in the wrong store. When you only have a dollar, say it with me now, where do you go? The dollar store, huh? Now, you have an alternative. You could go to Dollar General, which means most of the things are a dollar. In general, they're a dollar. The dollar store would tell me they're a dollar. Now, that's not one of those two things is true, because I don't go to the dollar store, but the woman with a particular set of skills tells me there's a difference in those two stores. Which one is only a dollar?
All right. Dollar Tree.
Oh, there's Dollar Tree, too.
Dollar Tree, everything's a dollar. A dollar, everything's a dollar. Dollar General is you're getting the best for your dollar.
Oh.
But It's everything's cheaper, but not everything's a dollar.
Not everything's a dollar.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Dollar Tree, everything in that store,
$1. That girl in high school you went out with, that was a dollar.
That was a dollar.
Everyone a dollar. It's the same price. So I like that. Today we're talking economics. All right. On Wednesday, June 8th, a resident of Vine Lane reported that she arrived home from work. Now, this is creepy, I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you right now, it's creepy, and it may stick in your mind. So if you're the type that's easily influenced, may I suggest you turn off the radio for a couple of minutes, okay? Okay, we're ready to go. A resident of Vine Lane reported when she arrived home from work, she found the wires to her camera system had been cut. The wires were cut in the basement and were functioning earlier in the day. That means after she left for wherever she was going, shopping, work, whatever, school, they were working. When she got home, somebody had been in the basement and cut the wires. Now, that's a scary thing, don't you think, Tony?
That is pretty creepy.
I think it is. If I had somebody in my basement cutting wires, I would have Mr. Smith and Wesson go with me. Maybe Mr. Kimber.
Good friends to have.
Yeah, exactly. And Winchester. We got them all. Isn't that creepy?
Oh, yeah.
That's like the call is coming from the house. Yikes.
I think as soon as I realized that, I'd have to leave. I'd have to.
Yeah, because he could still be there.
Yeah, you never know. You can't see.
Especially, you know, if they were cut, say it was at the door, like one of those doorbell things. Okay, somebody came up, saw it, cut it, and, you know, left. I wouldn't be happy with that either.
No, but neighborhood kids probably.
But going into the basement, that means they got into your house, and they could still be there. They could be upstairs in the closet. They could be down in the basement. They could be. I hope they're not in the pantry. I have a lot of good stuff there. And that's it. And good luck to you if you're in my pantry when I come home.
Yeah, vacate the home and, you know, wait for the authorities.
You know this, I have a permit. Thank you very much. Thanks for dropping by.
Is the permit right on the front door when you walk in?
Keyword there is dropping. That's scary.
That is.
So don't let that happen
no.
to you. All right, let's see. What do we got going on today? Impeachment? Anybody up for some fresh impeachment information? Now, here's how I'm going to try and do it. First of all, I have a question for you. Are you secretive? Are you undercover impeachment fans? In other words, some people will watch almost all of this, although I find it really is going to be hard to do it because they're going to be 12 hours a day. And I mean, it's really going to be rough to watch the whole thing. But some will. And the ones that will won't tell you because they don't want you to know that they're that hooked on politics. What's the correct word I should use? Are you a secretive watcher? What's a proper word, guys? I need the closet. How about closet? Closet?
Closet will work.
Because it has the sexual invitation too, so that's something for everybody, right? Okay? Are you a closet? And you come out of the closet. That's another thing too. There we go. Closet. Got it. Thank you. Are you a closet impeachment follower? Are you the kind of person that even if you wanted to contribute in something we're going to say today, you wouldn't do it on the phone because your voice would be on the phone and your neighbor would go, isn't that Mary Lou talking about this? And you don't want that. So the closet ones will go on Facebook. The closet ones will go on text. What else do we have? Facebook, text, phone, toenails. We have everything here. Okay, this is Entercom. We have everything. Doesn't all work, but we got it all. We have it all. And we've had it since 1955. That's the good part about it. So we want to know from you, are you a closet impeachment watcher? And any comments you might have, I find it so hysterical, though. Even people on my side or on the other side. My side, by the way, in case you want to get angry, I'm hoping an absolute shutout so the president just continues the good work he's doing now. All right? Is that plain enough? Is that clear enough for you? Good. I'm glad to hear it. So that is my side. But even on my side, like I was so thrilled with Dershowitz came on board because he's a pretty important guy and knows his stuff. Except he argued the exact opposite in the Clinton impeachment. He argued the exact opposite of what he's going to argue now. Now, to be fair, to be honest, if you've ever been on a debating team, you should be able to debate both sides. On most every subject I have, I could argue the other side because as well, simply because there's usually very few subjects that don't have an other side. So you can pick up something, whether you agree with it or not, and argue the other side.
Harvard's not too pleased with him, by the way.
Or his neighbors on Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. Simply not. You know, Mr. Dershowitz has always been one of ours. And he's way too smart to be standing up for that ruffian, Trump.
No vichy swap for him.
Although I do like Melania's outfit. Whoa, man. Forget politics. I want to vote for Melania. All right, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let me get this straight. Intercom is sponsoring a roast, and Eric Wood is the person that they're going to roast, and Richie Incognito is going to be a roastee. He is going to do the roasting. Don't you think they have that reversed? Huh? If I were doing that roast, and I'm not, but if I were, my first 5 minutes would be on Richie Incognito.
You could have the whole night on him.
Then I'd run for my life. I'm just telling you.
He might throw a dumbbell at you.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Wood is a nice guy, good guy. Everybody likes him. He's not controversial at all. He left with a bad knee, I think, but really a good player. Richie, I can't see me standing up there at the podium looking at Richie Incognito and passing.
No.
Can you? No.
No.
Way too much material. Way too much.
It's ripe.
Now, I just want to tell you, if you want to go to Russia, who does not want to go to Russia? It's on a lot of people's wish list, their bucket choices there. And we're going June, I say we, Dan Nevereth and myself, we're going June 24th. Through July 5th, all right? And there's so much to see and do in Russia. It's incredible. And if you would like to come along, here's just some of the things we're doing. Oftentimes you get to a city that's rich with treasure and things to see and whatever, and you don't have enough time to get a lot of it in. Well, this trip, we're going to spend 2 days in Moscow and 2 days in St. Petersburg. So you get a good chance to see it. We're going there on the Viking Rurik. So Viking is a great cruise line. Everybody loves them. And some of the things you'll see, St. Petersburg Catherine Palace, St. Isaac's Cathedral, Peter and Paul Fortress, the Russian Ballet. And there are some people that we've talked to that have been to Russia and seen the Russian Ballet. They said it is spectacular, okay? Russian folklore performances, vodka museum, a doll making. Ooh, I don't want to miss that. Chucky. I wonder if they make Chucky over there. Chucky would be very interesting. The Bolshevik Theater in Moscow, Red Square, St. Basil's Cathedral, Gum Department Store, which is humongous, Kremlin, Red Square, Lenin's Tomb, Cosmonaut Museum, Metro System, all kinds of things. If you want to go with us, June 24th to July 5th, all you have to do is call 1-844-688-7477. And any of you single travelers, it's tough to travel alone. What Viking will do is they'll match you up with somebody that you might be interested in traveling with and sharing a cabin. And then you can make a decision, yes or no, obviously. And so the fare becomes much more reasonable. Traveling on a cruise ship is designed for two people in a cabin. And when only one person is there, the rate gets elevated. But if a second person comes in, it's cheaper for both of them. So that's the way to go. And they will arrange that meeting for you and see what's going on. Now, I'm asking, impeachment starts at 1 o'clock today. All kinds of rules and things like this. Are you a closet impeachment follower? Maybe you're going to follow it more than you'll admit. And I'd like to know that. I'd like to know the answer to that because I think there'll be a lot. Because it's two 12-hour sessions just for opening statements? Are you kidding me? Two 12-hour sessions for opening statements. And This is going to be a haul. This is going to be a grind. I'm going to watch enough of it to know what's going on, or to be semi-informed at least because of what we do here. So I will be inclined to have to do it. How about you, Tony?
Well, pretty much the same here. I have to do it in order to know what I'm talking about.
In between picking up your daughter's vomit.
I don't want to do that anymore.
No, you don't have to. You'd rather watch. That's it. A choice between those two things.
Well, how about this choice? The needles that I'm going to get in my ear on Thursday or following this.
Do they go right through? In other words, when the needle starts at one ear, does it come out the other side?
Well, let's just put it this way. He said the holes will heal.
I hope so. Put an English bridle on you if you don't. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be no problem. You know why it's not a problem? Because I'm not doing it.
That's the reason. I'm glad you're so supportive.
Anything that I have is important to me.
Right.
I
mean, what's in it for me, Al Franken?
How about you, Buzzy? Are you going to be a closet? You're a busy man. You're doing lots of stuff.
I'm just going to listen to what you guys say happened
and
day
pick
before.
Pick up some of it?
No. I am... You know, like we said off the air, Sandy, I'll sit here and say, you know, I'm not going to follow it closely. But, you know, just like with the congressional hearings, I'm going to get home. There's not going to be Young and the Restless.
Oh,
and I will end up watching 5 hours of this a day at the least. I'm sure it will be what's on at night. I'm sure when I'm driving around, it'll be what's on the radio. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you no. But deep down, knowing I will be following this very closely.
It's like me watching the Packers game. I love the Packers. I knew from how they played the previous week that they're not going to beat the Niners. I knew that. But I was drawn to it. But I didn't stay the whole game, which was amazing for me. I love Aaron Rodgers. But they just didn't have the team.
They did not have a chance.
No.
I'll tell you what. I will not watch it Mondays 8 to 11, but I won't tell you what show is on at that time instead.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they'll bring that up at the impeachment.
Actually, maybe I'll watch that show instead.
So we're going to watch enough of it to be informed. There will be some people who will be loud and proud. Yes, I'm watching it. I'm watching all of it. I would not miss anything. This is America. It's the third time. If I hear another commentator say this is the third time this has happened, and I'm going to whack them with a wiffle ball or something. But, yeah, I know it is. It is very important. It may be boring. You know, not everything is meant to be must-see TV. I think this would be included among that. But it is very, very important. And I think in some ways, now this is going to shock you, but I don't ever say anything to shock anybody. I just, you like it, you don't like it, hey, that's okay. I just put it there, take what you want, okay? The bottom line is, I think it's good for America to see this stuff. You know why? Because you've heard the expression, you don't want to see how the sausage is made. Maybe we really don't want to see how Congress is made either. And I think watching the procedures, knowing all the votes they have to take, knowing the moves this way, that way, I think it's good for us to see our government in action. Now, some of us are going to see it and be very disappointed, but some of us are going to see things for the first time. And because we're seeing it for the first time, I think it's good for us and good for America.
Yeah, but no matter how much you show them how the sausage is made, there are going to be people who are just not going to believe it or are just going to turn their eye to it. They're going to close their ears, their eyes, and their mouth and go, no, I'm not listening, because it doesn't fit the way they think.
Look what we've already learned. How many of us thought before this happened, oh, yeah, so-and-so to Congress, yeah, the Democrats hold the majority in the House. And we go about our business. Now we see how important it is. Because without that, we wouldn't have Schiff. We wouldn't have Nadler, those guys, because the other party would be in charge, so they would not be the committee chairman. Now it's a lot more important. This next election... Surely the presidential race is the most important, but we see where every race is important when it comes to having a majority in Congress and in the Senate.
Well, sure, the Republicans have to get the House back.
Yeah, they really have
to. Just to bring sanity back to the
country. Because then they, you know what, the balls that some of these politicians have. Who was it, a Democrat said, was it Schumer? I'm going to force them to do that. You're not going to force anybody, pal. You don't have the votes. You don't have the votes. He said, I just looked this over. I don't like it. I'm going to force them. I want a holy picture of you forcing anybody in the minority.
Again, you use words for political theater.
Exactly. And Chuck Schumer saying that he thought with this schedule that they may have to take a vote on something in the middle of the night, and that's outrageous. So I think Chuck's never been in New York State where they pass everything in the middle of the night. And see, unless you're from New York, you don't know that. So I wish somebody else, it surely won't be Gillibrand. She's too busy with her campaign. Oh, what? It's over. She didn't have one. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. The basic questions. Impeachment starts today at 1 o'clock. They have to wait till John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, in case you didn't know that, has to come across the street. So he probably wants to, you know, open his peanut butter and jelly sandwich, have a couple of ho-hos, and then preside over this. So, are you a closet watcher? Will you watch and not tell anybody? Are you loud and proud when you watch it? Or are you kind of quiet? I am not a passive watcher with something like this. I will say bad words to the screen. I can tell you that. And is this good for America? I think it is. Seeing how it's done, and not impeachment itself, but just seeing how it's done, seeing how Congress works, I think, is a plus, although I wish we didn't have to have this, but we do. But we are having it, so we've got to get through it. Let's go to Joe on a cell phone. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I'm not going to incriminate myself, but yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hello.
I just put your screener, because I'm out of radio range. I just called the number to say, I haven't heard a peep out of Kristen Gillibrand.
Well, that's right. Since she dropped out, last thing we heard was when she dropped out of the race.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, if we don't hear from her, is she collecting a check or is she?
I think she is, but we never hear her involved with anything. Now, the work of Congress will continue, as best I know. They're not going to shut Congress down, but we've not heard anything about her from the Senate.
Well, I think this whole process, I'd like to watch it, but I got to go earn some money today. But I listened to one of the stations, and they didn't call for 71 days under Schiff. They never let the Republicans call any witnesses.
No witnesses, and even the president's lawyers couldn't be present. And now Schumer and the other mouthpieces for the Democrats are complaining that they may not get the same thing that the Democrats wouldn't let the Republicans get.
Wow. So I think they're pretty much open and shut case where, you know, I think the American public is smart enough to see what's going on.
I think so, too. It looks like a railroad job.
I mean, we keep still electing Cuomo, thinking, when will we learn? But, you know, we're not the voting force like New York City.
I think we have to go into bankruptcy before they would vote Cuomo out of office. Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for your opinion. Always appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
If Don Jr. decided to run against Cuomo for governor, how would that shape?
Well, if he decided to do it right away, you would definitely have people divided, but you got name recognition. You've got, I think a lot of people would vote because he's Don Jr., and he's a smart guy. He carried the same baggage his father does. Maybe not as much because he's not as flamboyant. I don't think anybody's as flamboyant.
Would he have a chance against Cuomo?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Cuomo, I mean, I don't know. I'm no expert on New York City politics, and that's basically what it is. It's for governor of New York, but it's really a race in New York City. If you don't win in New York City, you're not going to win statewide.
True.
Now, are you a closet follower? Are you loud and proud? I just said, when I watch something like this, you know what's funny is when I watch football where I have a rooting interest, I'm very quiet. Great. Hey, a touchdown. That's great. But when I watch this, I get angry. I get angry many times at what I see. I say really bad words. But nobody lives in the house except me and the woman with a particular set of skills. That's it. The cats don't complain, so I can use whatever language I want to use. You know what I should do sometime? Just click on a little digital recording and just set it right next to the nightstand there and watch the TV and let it record what I say, and then bring it in and play it on the air.
Hook up with them some monitors to your vitals.
Wouldn't that be cool? You just see, off the grid and off the grid recording.
Well, yeah, you know, you should go Facebook Live. once the coverage starts today.
That would be cool.
Get not only your reactions, but if you wanted to verbalize with the audience, say what you think of each particular thing.
I could put on a show. How about that? Oh, speaking of that, if you have not seen, how can I describe it? If you have not seen Joker yet, see it if you love good acting. Don't see it if you're easily scared. It is one of the most bizarre, scary type movies I've ever seen. But the acting is excellent. Excellent acting, scary story. And there's some others that I saw too that you might like to check out. I'll give them to you later. We'll be back with more on Beach & Company News Radio 930 WBEN. Right now we have the cash code word. 72881 is the number to send the word PACK to PACK, and you might win $1,000 in cash.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.